It was gonna be a rout in Rome. You never seen such a crowd got after them people. And it was a mess for a while, but it kind of cooled down a little bit of it.
It was worse then than when they used to come burn the crosses in front of the boys' club.
Oh, worse. You ain't never seen like they all run and hid and done everything. They were scared. But wouldn't you be scared for your life of a crowd of black people or white people, whatever, get after you? Like you was a dog or something. It used to be some terrible lies, and I didn't want my young to ever grow up in no such a life as that in the world. And I'm glad he did. Because that's no way to treat nobody. Like we was going to Florida one time. We stopped over here going to Chattanooga, me and my sister and her son. And we stopped at a filling station. And one of the little boys was just a little baby. You know, a baby got to use a bathroom. And little Henry said, "Where's your bathroom? My little boy got to use the bathroom." He said, "We don't have no bathrooms here for black folks." He said, Big Henry was putting gas in the car. He said, "Well, take that thing out of that man's car." He said, "If he don't have no bathroom for my young, I ain't got no money for his tank." I said to Henry, we're going away to Chattanooga. We'll give out a gas before we get there. Just let him put the gas. He said, "He ain't getting none of my gas, none of my money. And you didn't mean it, too. You know, put that young back in the car." We went well. Happy the Lord just was. We didn't, some man, we drove up to a filling, he said, tried another. The boy, I guess, hold the water as long as he could, and he asked the daddy again, could he go to the bathroom? He got out to another bathroom. The man said, "Yes, sir, we got a black one right around the corner there." But you know, that used to be right here in Rome. Mm-hmm. Right up there where I was telling about that police, had SD hired, and SD done cleaning up, and he couldn't even go in there and use the bathroom. Ain't that pitiful? I don't know where he thought you were going to wet on the ground. Scooting out on the ground. But that's so sad. You know, that sounds funny, but that hurts me to my heart to feel about it. I don't know what you'd say about anything, because we all human beings. Like a little boy I tend to one time, I cut my hand. I shouldn't have done it. He was playing ball, and I reached through I suppose went up the steps to get his ball. He knocked the glass out of the door. He's grown now. You knew him, Butch over there, because I was playing with him. I mean, I kept him. And he wanted me to reach through the... He told me, he said, get my ball. Well, I was, instead of me going up steps, because I had to go up steps to go through the house and go down some more steps to go down in the basement to get the ball. I reached through the thing and unlocked the door. And when I did, when I drug my hand back, he cut my hand. Woo, he just had a fit. He just started running up them steps, called his mama. "Mama, come home quick. Merck done cut her hand and it's bleeding red blood." I wonder what the little fella thought. My hand was...
Because you were black, you were supposed to be...
She called. She talked to him and kept telling me. She said, "Honey, Merck bleeds blood just like you bleed blood. So when you get cut, you bleed red blood, and Mert bleeds red blood. I don't have to come home with that. Come here. Mert's got red blood coming out of her hand." I tried to tell him so many times. I said, "Now, you know when you got blood coming out, it's red blood. Don't care what color you are."
Okay. So I'm wondering who was telling him that it wasn't red.
I guess his parents, like his parents one day, me and him were sitting on the porch. He was mad. Because she hadn't come up from the bank.